Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We were talking about Dan Wetzel, and the Preds broke ground on a new ice rink out in Bellevue. And Matt Hamilton, the curling guy, was there. Gold medal winning Matt Hamilton. And that made us think about Dan Wetzel's description of how amazing that run to the gold was for that team. Check this out.
Dan, these four guys with jobs back in America for what, a 4 or 5 day stretch, are the best four people in the world at moving rocks around with sticks and brooms. Do these U.S. curling guys, I mean, they got to go. They're working today. They're back at work on Monday.
Slinging liquor.
Yeah, like one's a liquor salesman. You know, one's a part-time sporting goods salesman. What an amazing thing, though, that these guys get to be world famous for a little while.
These guys are the best, man. They were the best. I mean, you had a guy who works at Dick's Sporting Goods. You got a guy who runs a liquor store, George's Liquor, in the strip mall behind Arby's in Duluth. I'm sure you guys have been there. They curl at the Duluth Curling Club, like league night. Like, you can find people that beat them 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you're not going to find anyone like just, you know, oh, you know my cousin Joey beat Sean White? No, you know, in a half fight. No, he didn't.
My cousin
curling
Joe.
Guy, the curling guy who is the captain, the skip, his last two, he's been the skip twice. They finished 10 out of 10 and 9 out of 10 the last two Olympics. The Curling Federation, the USA Curling, basically said, okay, we got to do better. They came up with, they had a tryout. They're like, okay, these 12 people we're going to put through something called the High Performance Camp. This guy, John Schuster, wasn't one of the 12, okay? Basically was not invited. He was essentially told, retire, hang out in Duluth, drink beer with your friends, and curl. Do not come back to the Olympics. He did not take that for an answer. Finds three other dudes who didn't make the high performance camp, so just three other guys, and they end up winning the curling, American Curling Championship, and getting to go to curling. One guy, with the guy with the mustache, okay, he goes to the curling. He curls in the doubles with his sister. They finish second to last, okay? He had two stated goals for the Olympics. Neither involved winning a medal. One was, this is all true. This guy's great, Hamilton. He goes, I want to inspire more people back home to grow mustaches like mine. I'm not sure of the results on that, although he admits his wife hates it. And number two was he wanted Aaron Rodgers to tweet to him. He's a big Packer fan. Aaron Rodgers gets word of this, so he does tweet and tells him, like, strong stash game, bro, you know, something like that. Okay, so then they get in the main competition. They start 2-4, okay?
They probably can't believe they won two games or matches whatever they are.
They're heading straight for 9th or 10th place again, okay? Curl, everyone, this is not going well. Out of nowhere, and this is a sports movie, right? Because they have the guy, the broken-down old guy giving it one more shot. They got, like, his best friend who's still pleased in him. There's another dude who's good with the broom, but they had to convince him to do it because he was basically like, I got this job. He works at like an environmental consulting company. Like, he's like a project. He's like, I got too much work. All right, one more run. What the heck?
They sold him on the ramen with this.
Yeah. We'll get you the ramen. Then there's the guy with the sister and the mustache and the Packer fan. That guy, he's free. No, can't imagine. But we basically got like the lovable goofball. I mean, this is the movie. You've seen this movie. So out of nowhere, they play Canada, which has won the last four Olympic championships in the pool play, and they beat them. Now, I think the Canadians were out drinking the night.
Like, we got these guys. They probably had, like, flasks while they were playing.
So they beat the Canadians in the pool play, whatever. Then all of a sudden they beat, I can't remember, somebody else. And then they end up 5-4 and they get the last spot in the playoff. They get in the playoffs at 5-4 somehow. So then they got to play the Canadians again in the semis, and they beat the Canadians. And then they're up against the Swedes, who are dominant throughout. And they beat the Swedes in like 5 days. They go from the worst, terrible team, then all of a sudden 5 days later, they're Olympic champ.
Is this like the most embarrassing possible thing that has ever happened to Canada and Sweden?
Yeah, and the Swedish guy is like, you know, they beat us today, but we're way better than these guys.
Well, you just made like, the movie pitch to Hollywood, Dan. That's the pitch.
That's not how they hand out the medal. I don't know. So it's like this is the best part was it was a 5 day run. It wasn't like they got good. It was just like out of nowhere they started hitting shots. I don't know. I don't really know how curling works. It's fun.
I wonder what happened though. Like I wonder what the turning point was.
This guy claims he like sat outside the stadium and looked at it, and he's like, curling's making me miserable. Some affinity, I don't know. Then we asked the mustache Packer fan guy, like, what are you going to do to celebrate? He's like, I'm getting a McFlurry. Dream big, my friend.
I mean, even, so like, go ask
Lindsey Vaughn out or something, or I don't right. know.
No. Is that even the best menu item at McDonald's? I don't know.
Everybody can get a McFlurry. There's a McDonald's on every street corner.
Hey, he just sealed his next endorsement deal yes, right there.
So, I mean, go have a McFlurry. Celebrate with the curlers. I mean, and then the Duluth Curling Club, like, they stayed out because the match is on at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah. So
they went all night that night. I mean, nobody walked out of Duluth Curling sober that day.
No, I mean, that has to be that kind of sport, right? Everybody that is involved in curling is drunk all the time, right?
It's like your local bowling league. I mean, that's what it is. It's just they do that up north. You get into curling. You drink beer. You hang out. I mean, one of them's in a husband-wife league at the Duluth Curling Club. I mean, it's just a fantastic story.
The DCC. I got to see pictures of this.
Out of nowhere. Five straight wins, they just get hot, and then they probably couldn't. They're probably not that good to this day. They probably really aren't that good.
So Matt Hamilton in town today. Dan Wetzel, man,
they have to be a movie. That's going to be a movie. We all know that, right?
He wanted a McFlurry.
I mean, that's the little M&Ms in there.
Oh, man, the turning point. He's sitting there looking at the arena. Curling's making me miserable.
That's every movie has to have a part like that. Oh, man. It writes itself.